from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You didn't even realize you missed it, but in 6 short weeks, it's back. September 5th at 4:30 p.m. on Evan and Tiki, presented by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.
All right, I'm not sure what that promo was all about, but stay tuned here in the next couple weeks on Evan and Tiki for that date. That was pretty ominous. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Evan and Tiki here. Loogie and Big Mac. Little late here. It is 5:06, but you know, right here on Evan and Tiki, it's time for Cinco de Five-O.
Cinco de Five-O with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
And Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. Stepping in for Sean Marash is the legendary Big Zoo. Zoo, what do you got for us?
Oh, baby, it's a Cinco de Five-O for sure today, and I love seeing you two back together. It's like the Deadpool and Wolverine at WFAN Universal.
I can see that.
I love it.
Am I Wolverine?
I'm Deadpool for
okay,
sure.
Okay, that makes sense.
Comedic, funny, handsome. Before he got burned.
Yeah, it's
not so.
Mac, you can also sing just like
that's
Hugh Jackman.
That's a good point. That's a good point. You got it. That's true.
I could absolutely see you in the music, man.
I could see that.
All right, but anyway, let's get on to the Cinco here.
Sure.
And today's Cinco, you know, inspired by the Olympics, I went with the top 5 fictional American athletes here. So there are some other athletes that may have been able to sneak in, but unfortunately, this is only the American athletes that are fictionalized.
So athletes fictional. You've seen in movies, television shows, etc.
Movies,
et
television, okay. And not your favorite. The best.
Right, the best of the, okay, the actual best athlete or best at their sport for fictional characters. Right. Okay,
amen.
I got it.
Let's get it started here.
Okay. Number 5.
Number 5, we go to the classic starring Ray Allen here and Jesus Shuttleworth from He Got Game. And I think, you know what, you look at Jesus Shuttleworth, the guy had everything on a silver plate for him, and he whooped Denzel's ass in some basketball too. That was a good time to watch. I just think Jesus Shuttleworth, if we would have seen and we can project his career a little bit more based on what we saw, number one recruit.
Yeah, I mean, that's the future thing. Superstar. He was a high school basketball player.
Yeah, but you know what? The best high school basketball. Enough
that
so that
true.
Rick Fox was going after him. You know what I mean? Rick Fox was there.
Yeah, number 4.
And of course, he was played by Ray Allen, and we know how great Ray Allen was, so I think that projects well for Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. If he was played by Joe Schmo, it'd be a little bit different.
No
but Ray Allen's career, we give to Jesus Shuttleworth. Number 4. This one is where we start to get a little crazy, and I like Happy Gilmore here at number 4. One of the finer golfers. I mean, truly one of the finer golfers of his generation.
The biggest drive of all time, there's no doubt.
Especially
when
he learned how to putt.
Once he learned how to putt, he had the great Chubbs in his corner.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
And they're making a sequel. They're making another one.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
So now we're going to find out just exactly how
his career went. Yeah.
His 30-year career has been over there.
And by the way, speaking of Happy Gilmore, Shooter McGavin, quite the follow on Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's spicy.
Also a great American fictionalized athlete.
I don't want to get back to it because I don't want to get... But he tweeted out the same Titanic theme.
He did. And you could go back.
He stole my Titanic machine.
So who really had it first?
Me.
I don't know.
No. This is not a chicken or the egg situation. Big Mac.
And if you want to hear that, we have a Odyssey Rewind app. It's free. You can go back and listen. Go ahead.
Number three.
Let's continue the off-brand sports here, heroes. Mm-hmm. And let's go with Rocky Balboa. Now, a lot of people out there might be thinking it's a little bit too low for Rocky.
All right,
but
Rock,
you know
go.
What? Rock got beat. Rock got beat a couple of times, and then Rock was done pretty early. He got into it a little late. So, you know what? When I look at Rocky, I think Drago probably was a better boxer than him. I think Apollo was a better boxer than him.
I think everyone he fought was a better boxer.
I agree.
But you know
Rocky
what?
Won on sheer determination.
Yeah.
That's what made Rocky special.
That's why he's number three on this list.
Best thing to come out of Philadelphia.
Number one in our hearts, number three on this list. Uh-huh. Let's go to the next one here.
Number two,
and I don't know, you guys might kill me for this one, but I went to the ice skating world, and I got my guys, Chaz Michael and Jimmy McElroy.
Yes.
I mean, when you talk about greats and Olympians, too, American heroes, you talk about two guys who got banned from competing because they were so damn good and so competitive with each other. And then what do? They don't give up. They did for a little bit, but then they got together, and they became the greatest pair figure skaters of all time, won another gold medal. I mean, how can you? I'm shocked I didn't have them at number one.
This is Blades of Glory, right?
Oh, Blades of Glory, of course.
Tremendous.
Hey, and listen, you got to always try for it. They tried. I forget what the name of the move is, but it was impossible to do, and they did it.
They the triple double decker standing thing.
Exactly.
Yes.
You could have looked it up. You had the whole show.
Yeah.
You know what?
Gave you this moment and you didn't do your research. Go ahead. Number one.
Number one.
Number one. We go to a league of their own, and there's only one person that could have been number one on this list, and that's Dottie Henson.
Not Dottie Henson.
I mean, she is the best baseball player of her time.
And she only played in the league 1 year. Remember?
She carried America through the Great War.
Yeah,
let's think about that. She put smiles on people's faces. Yeah. And then
the Diamond Dottie.
Exactly. When the time was up, she went on her way. She went back to life.
But she is
an American hero and a superstar at her sport, too.
Yep.
That is your Cinco de Five-O for today.
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
I just want to say it because I always like to say whenever I think of League of Their Own, the best line in any sport movie of all time is the Tom Hanks line when she quits. When her husband comes back from war.
I was
going to
do another Tom Hanks line that I can't say on the air.
Well, then why would I say it?
Well, I like the line when they're arguing about...
Who's Lou?
The one where they're talking about bunting with their best hitter, and he said, stop thinking with a certain body part.
Right, yeah.
I like that.
The best line is when she quits and she says, it's too hard. And Tom Hanks says, it's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
That is a great line. It's
a
great
movie. The hard is what makes it great. Oh,
avoid the tremendous. Clap, Jimmy Dugan. It's a great movie. Great list. I'm sure Twitter will hate Zoo. He left this off. He left that off. We don't have time to go through everything. Good list.
Steve Nebraska is the one that's glaring to me.
Neon Bordeaux, maybe in Blue Chips. There's a couple that are not on there, but great list.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.